Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Sue Kelly, our friend from Kelly Cruises and Tours, is on the phone. Sue, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, John. It's great to be with you.
I want to talk about the cruise you and I are going to do in April, if we have time at the end of this conversation. First, let's just talk about the cruise industry in general. But how many people have signed up for our April trip to Greece?
We are at 61 guests at this point.
I'm so happy. Well, that tells you something about, A, this trip itself, because we're going to be in the Greek Isles. We're going to be in Ephesus, one of my favorite stops. We're going to be in Italy, too, right?
And yes, yes, I think it says, start out of Rome.
I think it says something about people's willingness to travel again. So more about that later. If you do cruise, what are the COVID restrictions and rules now?
Well, John, if we can kind of, if we can look at a timeline, if we look back to June of this year, in June of this year, that's when the U.S. dropped their testing to return back to the country. So that was a huge big first step where people didn't have to worry about testing to come home and that worry that they were going to be, you know, quarantining in a foreign country. That went away in June. In July, the CDC lifted their cruise regulations. And just in the last, 10 days or so, we are starting to see the cruise lines now change their vaccination requirements. Many of the big cruise lines that we think about and know, like Norwegian Cruise Line, Oceania, Regent that we're traveling on, Carnival, Princess, Celebrity, Royal Caribbean, they've all made changes now, and we are seeing that they are opening up reservations to unvaccinated travelers. So this won't begin until early September, and it's a big step. However, there's still a number of exceptions. For longer cruises, for certain cruises to certain destinations, like if you're traveling to Canada or Greece or Australia, you still need to be vaccinated for those particular cruises. So there's still a number of details that need to be addressed with mm-hmm. each traveler's plans and cruise. But this is that next step in travel and cruise travel in particular, really opening back up to everyone.
So if you open up cruising to unvaccinated passengers, do they have to demonstrate that they don't have COVID when they get on the boat? Do they have to pass a test?
Absolutely, yes. So for I'm going to speak in a generality here, most require a test 3 days prior to travel. It can be an antigen test. It can be a PCR. But they all are requiring a test 3 days prior. So if you are an unvaccinated traveler and you get to the ship and you have not done that or you have a positive, you're not going to be able to board the ship. So there's certainly extra protocols for those travelers. But this is definitely a new step in getting back to normal.
And if you're vaccinated, if you have a vaccination card, I guess, right, then mm-hmm. they won't ask if you have COVID or not. They will not have asked you to have passed a test. You just need the vaccination card. And you just have to think about that for a second. Sue, I guess what they're saying is we are all far enough along on this journey, and vaccination provides enough protection that while somebody may get on that boat with it, vaccinated people will be safe enough that they're not going to require a negative test to get on the boat.
Correct. Now, again, there's exceptions here. For cruises, most cruise lines have a stipulation if you're traveling longer than 16 nights, right. In certain countries and things. But in generalities, yes, you're right. And each of the CEOs of these major corporations, they've all kind of said the same thing, just that you've alluded to. It's been a balancing act. Priority has to be health and safety. And the cruise lines have worked really, really hard to put these protocols in place. And what's in place on board is not changing. Their crew is vaccinated. You know, all those kind of boring things like air conditioning and how they ventilate the ships, not headline material, but those things are all in place, and they all make the ship safer. And those are fleet wide across the board, and those things aren't changing. You know, but when you have this, you know, evolving nature of COVID-19 and vaccinations in place, this is the next step.
Well, then what's it like on the boat in terms of food and access? Do I wear a mask on the boat? What's life like on the boat then?
You know, it's starting to look very normal. There may be a situation if they're coming into a particular country that requires something. They may require a mask, but for the most part, we are not seeing masks required on board.
How about the food? What's the experience like there?
Well, I think we can pretty much say goodbye to the buffets where you're serving yourself. And I think that's just fine. I think we all agree having someone do that for us is maybe part of being on vacation. We don't even have to lift the spoon. So it's kind of nice. They will do that for you. And that's one of those protocols. You point and they will serve it. Yeah. And they'll bring it to you. So those things have certainly changed.
That's probably a good idea. That's probably a good idea in terms of waste of food anyway. You know, it's I think I've been guilty of this. We're all like, you know, cattle at a trough. We all look at all that food. I'll just fill my plate when it was ridiculous. I got about 45 seconds left. Tell me about the cruise that Brenda and I are leading people on in April.
Oh, John, this is a great itinerary. Region Seven Seas, Rome to Athens, stopping in Naples and Sicily, heading over to the Greek Isles, to Corfu and Santorini and Rhodes. Ephesus, I know that's one of your favorites, seeing the ruins of Ephesus, yeah, and ending in Athens. It's a beautiful trip, the end of April, starting April 21st in Rome. Late April is the new It Time to Travel. It's beautiful weather, and it's a little bit before all the crowds get to Europe and the Mediterranean. So we would love to have more join. As you know, it's such a great group, so much fun.
Yeah, the water is as beautiful as you've heard. This is a brand new ship, and it's an all-inclusive trip. You can click on kellycruises.com to find out more, and we'll continue to monitor the situation with restrictions or the absence thereof. Kellycruises.com. Sue Kelly, thanks for your help today.
My pleasure, John. Thank you.